Hello. Welcome. You must be anxious to get started on your new journey to becoming a rape slut. If you're hearing this, you're probably on your way to your training. Get comfortable. You might be in there for a while, and the ride might get bumpy. I know those restraints are not fun. I know it's pitch black, and you're probably trying to scream, but that gag and tape combo is on quite tight. Our transporters are probably already touching themselves, touching you. Some of you are already getting raped on the way here. They're very strong, I can assure you, so I wouldn't try to fight it. How does my cunt taste, you fucking slut? It's okay. No need to be concerned. We'll let you out once you're ready. Every worthless slut must go through this introductory audio guide. It's a mandatory step before you're put out there to work. It's imperative that you become the best and worthwhile rape slut for our company so that we don't have to dump your useless, lifeless body on the side of the highway. Our company has standards for all of their employees, and it's expected for the chosen horse to follow suit. Please do not forget this important mantra. You are useless. You are nothing. Ugh, fuck. You are replaceable. You are only good for one thing, and that is pleasing our clientele. Ugh, fuck. Yeah, you're gonna suffocate. Lick me up, bitch. No, no, no. You don't get to breathe. Just tongue fuck my pussy. If you ever forget, you can refer back to this audio at any given time, but our team takes great pride in ensuring all rape sluts remember after their first listen. Now, let's get some formalities and paperwork out the way. You no longer identify by your name. Each client moving forward will give you a name, title, or both. They may also choose not to refer to you at all with either. And with that, your personal belongings, government-issue IDs, and any form of contact with the outside world have all been discarded. You are a new canvas. It is not our responsibility if you are severely or fatally injured in a clientele's possession. With every contract, it's clearly outlined that they hold full custody over their rape slut. That means they are liable for anything and everything that happens to you. You're my fucking bitch. You understand that? Oh, fuck. In the unfortunate and sometimes unexpected event that you have been declared deceased, we have implemented an emergency replacement scout to take your place temporarily. Typically, the scout is a close relative or friend for efficiency. Time is valuable to us, so it's important that we find replacements quickly. Now, you must be wondering how this could have happened. There's no secret to it. It could have been anyone else in the world but you. And yet, you're here. We're so glad to have you on board. Touch yourself. Don't make me ask twice. Play with yourself while I ride your face. Wrong place, wrong time. A coincidence that the stars align. Maybe Mercury is in retrograde. You were at home, minding your business, not a care in the world. You were leaving work, getting into the elevator at the office when someone followed you to your car. You were in between classes, trying to get to the East Campus where your next lecture was. Oh, fuck yeah. Maybe you were out with your friends, going out for drinks on a Friday night, and you insisted you'd be fine taking the cab home. We don't discriminate. If there's a profile, there's someone that can fill it. Oh, you insignificant mutt, I didn't ask you to stop. You may find solace in realizing that you're not alone. Beyond the headphones, you can hear different bodies bumping, tossing, crying, and screaming. You're all in the same batch for training. It's worth noting, it's quite common that you won't work alone in the field. Many of our top clientele will pay for multiple bodies. That's a good little whore. I'm so glad I get to keep you. During your first few contracts, you will be working for our clients who run the lower bracket. It will be difficult. The clientele are situated in environments that may pose a greater risk to your well-being. Depending on your performance and the client reviews, you can work your way up. There is a majority of rape sluts who stay within this bracket. However, this bracket shows data of the highest recorded homicides. Fuck. I'm so wet. I love using sluts like you. The second bracket will be celebrities, political figures, and entrepreneurs. We're certain you're quite eager to have the best performance track record to be on your way here. As with the first bracket, it comes with cons. The second bracket holds the highest recorded undocumented disappearances. It's assumed that these disappearances are the cases of human laundering. It's quite common for these names to conceal and share within their circles illegitimately. The third bracket is for the elite. These connections are confidential to the outside world and can only be communicated with through people you don't want to get to know. They are the most dangerous, but the most rewarding. Within our laws, it's mandatory to inform you that suicide rates of our sluts in this bracket are quite high. You want to end up like your friend? Huh? You want this to end? The only way out is 6 feet deep, baby. Moving forward, let's get to the standard rape slut protocol. We'll cover what's expected of you and how you should present yourself. As mentioned, we want you to become the best product that we can offer. Fuck. Like me. First and foremost, you are not to speak unless spoken to. You do not meet anyone's eyes unless requested to. You will not have any free will or movement unless instructed. Please remember this. Our team is happy to remind you in any way possible. You must listen and follow every instruction our team and clientele provide. Not only will it improve your track record, you will avoid irreversible punishment. If it's not clear enough for you, you may not live to see another day. Oh, you're doing great. You're gonna do great. There is no dress code unless requested. They will be assigned to you each day. You may also be requested to work without clothing. Food and hygiene will be dependent on the client. There will be clients who will provide these basic necessities if accessible. There will also be clients who will not provide one of the two, or either. Just a friendly reminder, you will be starved, you will be bloody, you will be beaten down to a pulp, and you may get killed. You must endure it for your new masters, mistresses, and owners during your contracts. Your training course will run for a span of 4 weeks. A whole month. Within this month, you will be within our walls. You will learn new behaviors, mannerisms, and standards. You will submit to us as you would submit to your owners. Just as they can easily dispose of you, we have cleaner methods of doing so. Oh, I get so fucking turned on knowing I can hurt you, destroy you, ruin your fucking life, and your worthless life. Each training session will cover important protocols and methods required at each contract. These include, but are not limited to, pain and torture tolerance training, psychological rewiring, overstimulation, achieving orgasms or multiple orgasms through rape and pain, and resistance and obedience training. Our team will then branch you off into client-specific training prior to your next contract. Contract lengths will vary widely. They will be as little as an hour or two to many years. You do not have access to the information provided within the contract. This is confidential information. I don't fucking care what you think or feel. You'll no longer be able to think for yourself. All you'll know is pain, pleasure, violence, and rape. All you need to remember is that any of our team members can and will use you before you leave our facility. There is no choice in the matter. You will be used and abused, fucked senselessly in any hole available. This is part of the training. It will be a full 180 once you've been picked up by your first client. By then, we're hoping to see you transform from the proud, independent, free will person that you were into the filthiest, degenerate whore that will beg for clientele to rape your brains out. You will like being raped or not. Doesn't matter in the end. You're just rape meat. It's just better when you don't want it. Now, for some fun and culture. We like to recognize hard-working rape sluts and appoint them as Slut of the Month. The candidate will be able to celebrate their title in our facility at the end of each month. They will be provided a humane choice. Suicide, murder, or extended contracts. We take pride in giving our rape sluts the ultimate choice. What better thing is there than to have some humanity in allowing someone to kill themselves given the circumstances? These Slut of the Months are my favorite events. We get to bring in potential high-profile clients, and there's an excess of food and drink. Whether or not the night goes well, you may have the opportunity to indulge. After all, you would be the Rape Slut of the Month. Keep going, bitch. I'm gonna fucking come soon. We also have game night. Every other month, we host game nights where we bring the poorest ranking rape sluts in. Oh, fuck. To fight, to work for a top-tier client, we provide 3 clients from the highest bracket. The winners get the extended contract. The losers are then brought back to the first bracket client selection. Think of it like the Olympics for whores. Oh, fuck. Performance at our game nights are tested by the following activities: deep throats and blowjobs, obedience and reflexes, pain, and masochism trials, and so on. Oh, fuck. We provide ourselves in there. We provide ourselves in being very active with our team in rape sluts. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna fucking come. Fuck, we're like a family here. Fuck, that's a good fucking slut. Clean me up. Lick it up. Lick it all up. Our lovely transporter should be arriving at the facility shortly. Remember your mantra. You are useless. You are nothing. You are replaceable. And with that, you should not have any questions or concerns. Moving forward, you will not have free will. You will take every cock and cunt as demanded of you. You are an object, and you are worthless. And we will do our best to break you down and strip you of any decency you'll have left so that you'll be our perfect, brain-dead rape slut. We're so very happy to have you here.